I'm Asmodeus, from the Strange and Unusual podcast, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the show you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual host. Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. It's a podcast by fans exploring the weekly Marvel Comics issues and news. We're not experts, just a few lifelong Marvel comic fans that want to share our weekly love of new and classic Marvel comic issues. Featuring Lauren's Mutant Musings.
We have Storm being an amazing team leader, as if there was ever any doubt of that.
Featuring Black Adam's S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Reports.
In this issue, the Howling Commandos attack the dock. Rather than trying to take or destroy the base, they're attempting to steal the three helicarriers that are based there.
And featuring Neil's Mighty Marvel moments.
And I even read this issue to my 3-year-old niece, who got really good at yelling, Hellcat! And She-Hulk!
This podcast is not produced, maintained, owned, or directed by Marvel Comics, the Disney Corporation, Fox, Sony, ABC, or Marvel Studios. All characters, situations, and stories are properties of Marvel Comics. Stand by for your weekly Marvel Comic debriefing. I'm Haley from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., and you are listening to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition.
Now it's time for your scheduled Marvel comic book debriefing. I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer, your host to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. This podcast covers Marvel comics that were released for the week starting April 6th, 2016. This time on Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition, Lauren's Mutant Musings discussing Old Man Wolverine number 4, Scarlet Witch number 5, Uncanny X-Men number 6. As always, if you want to hear more about the ABC television show, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Marvel's Agent Carter, Marvel's Daredevil, Jessica Jones, and Luke Cage on Netflix, and the general Marvel comic universe, please check out the main Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast found at GunnaGeek.com. And now, Lauren's Mutant Musings.
Hey, X-Fans. There's three comics for the week of April 6th, 2016. The first is Old Man Wolverine, number 4, by writer Jeff Lemire and artist Andrea Sorrentino. This one is Old Man Wolverine meets Old Man Cap, so it's kind of Clint Eastwood versus Clint Eastwood. The standout for me this issue was there's this awesome 2-page spread, and the panel design is fantastic. You'll know it when you see it. It's so good. And other than that, the issue is mostly old Wolverine realizing finally that this past is not what leads to his future, and dealing with that and becoming the Wolverine that we all know from the other comics that he's in. The next comic is Scarlet Witch number 5. By writer James Robinson and artist Javier Pulido. This is more about the history of witches, this time with the Spanish Inquisition in the Basque. So much like Hush and Buffy, there's a really large section of this that takes place with no words for plot reasons. And because of just the crisp simplicity of the art, it's really easy to follow and very effective. And not only is it a really interesting story, but it's also serving as an interesting look at Scarlet Witch, and it's a parallel with her coming to terms with the things that she's done and her background and everything. It's pretty good. I'm so enjoying this comic. Scarlet Witch was never really a favorite character of mine, and I'm appreciating her more and more with each issue. The third comic is Uncanny X-Men number 6 by writer Cullen Bunn and artists Ken Lashley and Paco Medina. Okay, so I was very, very happy that Greg Land only did the cover for this because these artists were fantastic. I've always been a fan of Paco Medina, and Ken Lashley's art was really great. So we see Warren's personality starting to reemerge from his Dark Angel persona, just to give Psylocke a warning about, oh, there's going to be some really bad stuff that could happen in the future. and it leads Magneto and Psylocke to this weird religious cult. And we also have Callisto calling for help from this X-Men team for the Morlocks. So they go down to the sewer and there's a fight, and it's all quite fun. There's also a second story that mostly involves everybody's eyes on this team, mostly with the news. There's an interview going on about everybody saying, oh, I don't like these particular group of X-Men. But then you also see the reactions of the Avengers, the Hellfire Club, Mojo, which was fun. It's a guilty pleasure, but I always kind of love when Mojo shows up. And then you also have Zorn and Magneto having a bit of a heart-to-heart. It's a really, really good exchange. Kind of makes my brain hurt because I'm still back in the early 2000s when Zorn and Magneto were the same person. But Magneto's already one of my favorite characters, and this exchange just solidifies that. I love Magneto, and Cullen Bunn has a great grasp on him. That's it for this week. Stay tuned for next week, and remember, mutant and proud.
So, Old Man Wolverine meets Old Man Cap is like Clint Eastwood meeting Clint Eastwood? How about John Wayne meeting Clint Eastwood? 'Cause that would be more awesome! And Wolverine fully rejoining the time frame? Let's just say this. It's gonna be awesome to have Wolverine fully on board again. Not personally being a huge Scarlet Witch fan, this series continues to draw me in. This week, it was definitely interesting to see how Marvel brings in world history so effectively into their superhero stories. And finally, I love the reactions to the television interview in Uncanny X-Men number 6. It's moments like this that I really, really, really enjoy the entire connected Marvel comic universe. And that two-page spread had me captivated for a lot longer than I expected it. Thank you very much, Labrat Lauren. I never would have cracked open those X-Men comics if it wasn't for your segment here on Longbox Edition. It's a lot more fun than I ever would have imagined. Listener, if you have any questions on X-Men comics, like which character you should start to follow or where to even begin with, please hit her up on Twitter, @SithWitch, and she will absolutely steer you in the right direction for you. Also, listener, don't forget that Free Comic Book Day is approaching this upcoming Saturday, May 7th, 2016. I highly encourage you to schedule part of your day at a local comic book store. And afterwards, report into Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition to share your story of the day that Lauren calls Nerd Christmas. As always, thank you, listener. We appreciate you listening and downloading both this podcast and the main Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast. All of us involved want to hear from you on what you like about Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition or your thoughts about your favorite Marvel comic book character. So please check out all the ways to contact us in the show notes or in the outro of this show. Or you can always hit me up on Twitter @StargatePioneer. Until next time, I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. If you want to contact us, you can tweet us @LegendsOfShield on Twitter. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/LegendsOfShield. Swing by our website, www.legendsofshield.com. Look up our Tumblr page at legendsofshield.tumblr.com. Check out our Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. YouTube channel, or send us a voicemail at 844-THE-BUS-1. That's 844-843-2871. Intro and outro music, titled Epic Dramatic Track, 2014 version by Star Sound. Black Adam S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report background music titled The Greater Good Epic Cinematic Trailer by Christopher Fisher Audio. Lauren's Mutant Musings background music titled No Looking Back by 407. And Neil's Mighty Marvel music titled Epic Cinematic Orchestral Background Music by Cinescore can be found at pond5.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual contributors and do not represent Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. Marvel Comics are the property of Marvel. No infringement is intended. We will see you on our next exciting installment of Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition.